今天的经文取自马太福音28章18到20节。耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Scripture reading is taken from Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
今早上我们喜乐来请到我们的本堂牧师
，The Great Commission，
来讲这堂道大使命。
And Elder Curly will do the translation.
克里长老会为我们做翻译。
May Lord give you the peace. May the Lord give you the peace that transcends all understanding.
愿主赐给你那出人意外的平安。
Shortly afterwards, we will break up into groups to discuss this topic.
待会儿呢，我们将要分组来探讨这个课题。
The Great Commission.
大使命。
God commands every Christian to preach the gospel.
神命令所有的基督徒去传福音。
This is not an option.
这不是个选择。
In other words, if you are Christian, whether you are a young Christian or an old Christian,
换句话说，不管你是一个年轻的基督徒，还是一个已经信主很久的基督徒，
you have a responsibility to the Lord to preach the gospel.
你对神有这个责任，要把福音去传开。
And hence, if you are not preaching the gospel,
然而如果你没有去传福音，
you are not fervent in doing the gospel work.
你并没有热心的去做福音工作。
You cannot be living in the center of God's will.
你就不能够活在神的旨意当中。
You are not living according to God's will.
你并没有按照神的旨意来生活。
Our life must revolve around living out the gospel life.
我们的生命需要围绕着传福音来生活。
Our life must save lives.
我们的生命是要去拯救生命的。
In fact, if your life cannot impact lives for eternity,
如果你的生命无法去造就这个有永恒价值的改变。
If your life cannot save souls into eternity,
如果你的生命无法拯救另外一个灵魂进入永恒，
then Jesus says you have lived your life in vain.
那耶稣就说你是白活了。
Means you are actually wasting your life 了。
换句话说，你已经浪费你的生命。
In fact, Jesus gave a very good, a very sober analogy.
主耶稣也给了一个很严肃的一个比喻。
That if your life cannot impact lives for eternity,
如果你的生命无法以从永恒的角度来说影响另外一个生命，
you are like rubbish that's thrown outside for people to trample on.
你的生命就好比垃圾被抛在外面给人家践踏。
It's not a pleasant remark.
这不是一个很好听的话。
But that's what the Bible says.
但是却是圣经所说的。
May we not waste our life.
但愿我们 不如此的浪费生命。
In just a little while, our hair will turn gray.
不久之后，我们的头发就变白。
In just a little while, whatever we do will pass away and will not be remembered by anyone.
不久之后，我们所做的一切都要成为过去，别人也不纪念。
But only the things that, only the lives, the souls that you have impacted for eternity.
但是只有那些你永恒影响的生命。
God remembers.
神会纪念。
Our soul is so precious, isn't it?
我们的生命是这么的，我们的灵魂是这么的宝贵，不是吗
？It must be used to exchange for something that has infinite eternal value.
它必须用来换取有永恒价值的东西。
It cannot be used to be exchanged for things that last only for 100 years.
它不能够用来换取只能够存留到100年的东西。
You wouldn't use $100 to buy an item that.Whose value is only $1, right?
你不会用100块去买那个价值只有1块钱的东西，对吗
If it's $100, if you have $100, it must be used to buy at least $100 worth of goods.
如果你有100块, 你必须用它来购买至少有100块价值的东西。
Your life is of infinite value.
你的生命是有无限价值的。
It must be exchanged for something infinite.
它必须用来换取有永恒价值、无限价值的东西。
So God commands Christians to preach the gospel, then people can receive eternal life.
所以神命令基督徒去传福音，人们就可以得着永生。
But God also commands Christians to change lives, then people will live a life that pleases God.
神也命令基督徒去改变生命，人就可以过讨神喜悦的生活。
Now this is what we call the Great Commission.
这个我们就叫做大使命。
It's a command given to every child of God.
这个使命是颁布给所有神的儿女们。
And hence, if you attend worship service, you live to please God, you are doing the Great Commission.
所以如果你参加聚会，你生活讨神喜悦，你是在活出这个大使命。
Because by attending worship service faithfully, you encourage people.
因为透过忠心参加崇拜，你在鼓励别人。
When you live a life to please God, you are showing what the gospel is like.
你在过讨神喜悦的生活时，你在告诉别人这个福音是什么。
When you live to attract people to Christ, when you share the gospel, you are doing the Great Commission.
当你吸引人信基督、分享福音，你是在做出这个大使命。
When you teach Sunday school to children and adults, you are doing the Great Commission.
当你向成人或者小孩子教主日学，你是在行出这个大使命。
You must be spending your life changing lives.
你必须用你的生命去改变生命。
I want to ask you a question.
我要问你一个问题。
When was the last time that you shared Jesus with somebody?
你上一次跟别人分享耶稣基督是什么时候？
When was the last time that you invited someone to church?
你上一次邀请人来教会是什么时候？
When was it that somebody say, you have changed my life?
是什么时候有另外一个人跟你说，你的生命改变了我？
When was the last time that somebody's faith has been strengthened because of your Christian testimony?
又有哪一次因着你的见证，人们的生命得到激励呢？
When was the last time that you became a blessing to somebody?
又有哪一次你的生命成为别人的一个祝福呢？
How long ago was that?
到底这个是多久以前的事？
We thank God that if God gives us another day tomorrow, we have a chance to serve Him.
我们感谢神，如果神赐给我们明天多一次的机会，我们还有机会来侍奉他。
We shall understand this topic, the Great Commission, in 4 points.
我们将从4点来探讨这个课题。
Number one, we must make disciples. Number two, all authority. Number three, we must go baptize, teach. And number four, we will have Jesus' presence.
第一，我们要使人做门徒。第二， 我们有所有的权柄。第三，我们去施洗教训。第四，我们有耶稣的同在。We
shall look at point number one. We have to make disciples.
我们看第一点，我们要使人做门徒。Then
Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you, and surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age.
耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
What is the main point of the Great Commission?
这个大使命的重点是什么？
The emphasis of the Great Commission is actually in these two words, make disciples.
大使命所要强调的是这五个字，做我的门徒。
Make disciples is the emphasis of the Great Commission.
做我的门徒是这个大使命的重点。
There are other commands given in 18 verses 18 to 20.
在18到20节里边也有其他的命令。
We call this make disciples, it is actually the main verb.
做我的门徒，其实这里呢是一个主要的动词。
We know that our Bible is translated from the original language called Greek.
我们知道新约圣经是从原文希腊文翻译过来的。
And in Greek, there are two types of action words we call verbs.
在希腊文里面呢，有两种的动词。
One is the big boss called the main verb.
一个是大老板，我们叫主要动词。
And the other one is the all the assistant managers called the assisting verbs.
第二个呢，第二种动词是下属，我们叫做副动词。
So it's very easy to recognize. Main verb and all the other verbs.Are the assistant verbs.
所以很容易认出来的，你有一个主要动词，然后其他的动词呢都是副动词。
The assistant verbs, just like the assistant manager will help the big boss, so the assistant verbs will tell you more about the main verb.
就好像一位副经理会辅助经理那样，这个副动词呢也在补充主要动词。
So when you look at Verses 18 to 20, you know that the main verb is make disciples.
所以你看18到20节，你知道主要动词是做我的门徒。
And all the other verbs like go, baptizing, and teaching, they are all supporting verbs.
然后其他的动词去、施洗、还有教训，这些都是副动词。
They tell you more about the main verb, how to make disciples.
他们是要告诉你什么？这个主要动词的。内容是什么？
In other words, the most important thing that you have to do to fulfill the Great Commission is to go and make disciples for Jesus.
换句话说，从大使命来看，你最重要要做的就是使人做主的门徒。
The main point of the Great Commission,
大使命的主要目标
is not just to bring Peter to heaven,
并不是要让人上天堂。
The person goes to heaven, but the person lives a lousy life on earth. What's the point?
这个人上了天堂，可是在地上呢，他却是乱糟糟的生活。
Lives a lousy life.
他过一个很糟糕的生活。
A morally corrupt life.
没有道德的生活。
That's not the point of the Great Commission.
这个不是大使命的重点。
That's not Jesus' desire.
这个不是耶稣所要的。
It's not just to receive eternal life, but to make disciples who live a life of obedience to God.
不是只是叫人信主，而是叫人生活过一个顺服神的生活。
Jesus is out to change lives.
耶稣要的是改变生命。
Not only for eternity, now.
不是为了永恒，现在就开始。
And this is your responsibility.
而这是你的责任。
Not only to bring people to heaven, but to change lives.
不单是把人带到天堂，而是要去改变生命。
To repair families.
要修补家庭。
To repair lives.
要修补生命。
To comfort broken hearts.
要安慰破碎的心灵。
So that this person is able to live a life that will please God.
好，叫这个人能够活出一个讨神喜悦的人生。
This is the Great Commission.
这个就是大使命。
Will you look at this cartoon and say, "Wow, so cute!"
你看了这张图片，你会说好可爱吗
？If it's a baby, very cute lah.
如果是一个宝宝，真的是很可爱。
If it's a 50-year-old man lah, in the baby cot lah, he says so cute lah.
如果是一个五十岁的人。却是在这个宝宝的床上，你还会说可爱吗
？You can be very sure the mother of this man will be very, very sad.
你可以很肯定，这个人的母亲会很忧伤。
He's not cute at all.
他一点都不可爱。
It breaks the hearts of the mother.
他伤了母亲的心。
After 50 years old, still cannot behave like a normal human being.
五十岁了，还不可以活得像样一点。
Immature Christian is also like that.
一个不成熟的基督徒也是这样。
How long have you been a Christian?
你已经做基督徒做多久了？
1 year?
一年？
2 years?
两年？
5 years?
五年？
10 years?
十年？
Has your life changed?
你的生命有改变吗？
Are you a better person?
你是否变成一个更好的人？
An immature Christian lacks knowledge, lacks faith, lacks strength.
一个不成熟的基督徒缺乏知识、信心还有力量。
Do you know this doctrine? What teaching is that? Don't understand.
你知道这个教义吗？诶，到底是什么？我不明白。
Have you read through the Bible? Not yet.
你是否读完圣经了？还没有。
Do you know where's the book of Job? Don't know. Got Job 吗？
你知道约伯记在哪里吗？我不知道。有约伯记吗？
After we die, our soul roams all over the earth.
我们死了之后，我们的灵魂是不是到处漂流呢？
You mean you don't know?
难道你不知道吗？
A Christian who lacks knowledge.
这样子的基督徒缺乏知识。
A Christian who lacks faith.
一个缺乏信心的基督徒。
There are difficult times on earth.
在人间活着有许多困难的时刻。
But it is troubling when you are Christian for many years, you lose faith easily.
但是如果你已经信主多年，却是因为这些苦难而失去信心的话。
When the sufferings come, we feel sad. It's natural.
当苦难临到，我们很自然会感到忧伤。
But if you find that your life is easily swayed by difficulties in life,
但是你如果你发现你的生命常常因着这些困难而摇摆的话
，You don't have the strength to handle life situations.
你没有这个力量来处理人生的这个处境。
I'm not saying that we don't feel sad and cry, no.
我不是说我们不应该忧伤，不应该流泪。
I'm talking about a Christian who has no strength to live life.
我在谈的是一个没有力量来过人生的基督徒。
A messy, fearful, a messy life.
一个不开心，一个害怕，一个混乱的人生。
This is what I meant by a big man who still sucks the pacifier.
这就是我所说的一个大人却是在吃奶嘴的一个情况。
This is what I meant by he's a Christian, but he's not a mature Christian.
他是一个基督徒，却不是一个成熟的基督徒。
Mothers, you will break the hearts of mother, you will break the heart of God.
他会伤母亲的心。他会伤神的心。
And this is what the Great Commission is about, is to change lives.
大使命就是关乎这一点，他要改变生命。
And hence, if you truly love Jesus the Lord and people,
所以如果你若真心爱主和爱人
，You say, "Hey, I really love people."
你说我真的爱人。
Then you will go out to make people the Lord's disciples. Why?
你就会去使人做主的门徒。为什么呢
？Because you know that.Only then can a person be truly happy.
因为你知道，唯有如此，这个人才会真正的开心。
So the Great Commission is out to change lives.
所以大使命就是要去改变生命。
Has your life changed somebody's life?
你的生命是否改变了另外一个人的生命
？It is time to not to waste your time.
是时候你不要再浪费自己的生命时间。
It is time to go out to do eternal work.
是时候要出去做这个永恒的工作。
Stop giving excuses. Stop being lazy.
不要再找借口，不要再懒惰。
Stop loving the world.
不要再爱世界。
It's time to do something eternal for God.
是时候为神做一些有永恒的价值的事情。
Because today you may have a chance to serve God, tomorrow you may not be around anymore.
因为今天你有这个机会来侍奉神，也许明天你不在了。
What is making disciples?
到底做主的门徒是什么意思？
Making disciples, is actually to teach the disciple, the Christian, how to become more like the teacher, more like Jesus.
使人做主的门徒其实是在教导这个人怎么去效法耶稣。
To imitate the teacher.
去效法这个老师。
That's what that's the meaning of make disciples.
这就是做门徒的意思。
In the ancient times, it means to teach the disciple to the teaching of the teacher.
在古代的情况，就是在教导这个门徒。顺服老师的教训。
Is to imitate his lifestyle.
是要模仿他的生活。
So there's a story about the religious Jews.
就有一个关于宗教，就是犹太人的一个宗教的故事。
So he wants to imitate his teacher.
所以这个人呢，要效法他的老师。
So one day he hid himself inside the teacher's bedroom.
所以有一天，他就藏在这个老师的卧室里边。
See why you do that?
他说：“你为什么这么做
？”See, I want to see how my teacher gets intimate with the wife.
他说：“我要看看我的老师怎么跟妻子亲近。
”Then I will copy him.
那我就可以效法他。
None of us would do that.
我们没有一个人会这么做的。
But this is the meaning of make disciples to imitate the teacher.
但是这个就是做门徒的意思，就是要模仿老师。
And today, in you go to Israel, is even to wear the same hat.
今天呢，你回到以色列。他的意思也是戴同样的帽子。
You see those funny hats on the head?
你看到他们头上这种很奇怪的帽子吗？
They may look the same to you.
他们对于你来说可能是一样的。
But a person who knows his hats.
但是如果一个认得自己帽子的人
you know that actually these hats there are slight differences.
你能够看出这些帽子其实有一点稍微的差别。
The differences will tell you.Who is this person's teacher?
这些差别呢，将要告诉你说这个人的老师是谁。
So if you are Mr. X, a student, you'll wear a hat like this Mr. X teacher.
所以如果你是 X 老师的学生，你就会戴上他的帽子。
It is to imitate the teacher.
其实就是要模仿这位老师。
And that's the meaning of making disciples.
这个就是做门徒的意思。
And that's what it is to imitate Christ.
其实就是要模仿基督。
God's desire for us is this, is to become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
神在我们身上的心愿是要得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Are you becoming more and more like Christ or becoming more and more like the devil?
你是否越来越像基督，还是越来越像魔鬼？
It is to imitate Christ.
我们是要模仿基督。
And in Romans chapter 8, verse 29, it says the same thing, is to be conformed to the image of his son, Jesus Christ.
罗马书八章二十九节也讲一样的事情，他说要效法他儿子的模样。
Then when you become Jesus Christ, you can be very sure you'll be the most beautiful person on earth.
当你越像基督的时候，你可以很肯定你是世间最美丽的一个人。
Last time I used to chase skirts.
以前我是喜欢追女孩。
But when I stopped chasing skirts, I chased Christ.
当我停止追女孩去追基督的时候，
Well, it's not exactly girls kind of chase me.
当然不是说女孩子反过来会追我。
But that's where life becomes good.
但是从那个时刻开始，生命变得更好。
God gave me a wonderful wife, as God gave many of you wonderful wives too.
神给我一个很好的妻子，就如他也给你一个很好的妻子一样。
When you chase Christ and stop chasing skirts.
当你开始追求基督，不再追求女生。
But making disciples is very difficult.
但是要教使人做主的门徒不容易。
Nobody likes to be told what to do and what not to do.
没有人喜欢被告知要做什么，不可以做什么。
You should not be doing this, it's sin.
你不该这么做，因为是犯罪的。
Can you just mind your own business?
你可以管好自己的事情吗？
No one likes to be told that they are wrong.
没有人喜欢被告知自己做错的东西。
Andrew Tan doesn't like to be told he's wrong.
陈金生也不喜欢被告知自己做错的东西。
But to make disciples, you have to point out people's faults.
但是要使人做主的门徒，必须指出他们的错误。
You have to change his sinful lifestyle.
必须改变他们罪性的生活。
It's very difficult.
很困难的。
Because you have to become a busybody.
因为你要成为一个好管闲事的人。
But we can succeed because we have all authority.
但是我们可以成功，因为我们有所有的权柄。
Some business may succeed, may fail.
生意有些能够成功，有些会失败。
But this business called Great Commission, 包价完 show win.
但是这个生意叫做做主门徒，肯定能够赚。
Because God gives you all authority, show win.
因为神已经把所有权柄赐给你，你一定会成功。
Some people worry about me when I left my job as an engineer. Say, then who's going to feed your family?
当我当年离开自己的工程师的职业去做全时间的工作，有人就担心谁来养你。
And then I like Brother Edmund's remark.
我就很喜欢彭弟兄所说的一句话。
He said, "God is the best paymaster."
他说神是一个最好的老板。
And my family never lacked.
而我的家庭都没有缺乏。
What I left behind, God paid me back 100-fold.
我所留下的东西呢，神百倍的还我。
We have all authority that side.We will win. We will succeed.
我们拥有所有的权柄，所以呢，我们一定会成功。
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. That's what Jesus told his disciples.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，这是耶稣告诉门徒的。
But why did Jesus make this statement at this time?
为什么耶稣在这一刻要讲这句话呢？
What happened that caused Jesus to say these words?
到底发生了什么事情让耶稣讲出这句话？
Something happened.
一定发生一些事。
Earlier on, so this all authority, so what happened was that earlier on, we know that Jesus died, was crucified.
因为事前呢，我们知道耶稣被处死。
Then he was nailed on the cross and he died.
他被钉在十字架上，也死了。
But later on, he rose from the dead.
但是不久之后，他从死里复活。
And then the angels told Jesus the women disciples, "Hey, Jesus has risen from the dead."
然后天使就告知耶稣的一些门徒，一些妇女门徒，说耶稣已经从死里复活了。
And then the women went away to tell his disciples, "Hey, Jesus has risen from the dead."
然后这些妇女呢，又去转告这个消息给门徒，耶稣已经从死里复活。
But Later on, the religious leaders are Jesus' enemies.
但是不久之后呢，耶稣的敌人，这些宗教领袖
bribe the soldiers.
就贿赂了军兵。
Say, hey, you all go and tell people that somebody came, the disciples came and steal Jesus' body away.
哎，你们去告诉别人，是耶稣的那些门徒把耶稣的尸体偷走了。
That's why the tomb is empty.
所以那个坟墓是空的。
And as a result,
结果呢？
When Jesus met his disciples again,
当耶稣再次的跟他的门徒相会
，verse 17 says, when they saw him, Jesus, they worshipped him, but some doubted.
十七节就说，他们见了耶稣就拜他，然而还有人疑惑。
Hey, human beings are very funny.
人真的是很奇怪的。
Jesus appears in front of them with a new body. They can still doubt whether Jesus resurrected from the dead or not.
耶稣带着一个新的身体展现在他们面前，他们还会怀疑耶稣是不是真的复活。
If you were the disciple, say that, of course not. See Jesus alive. Surely believe 吗？
如果你是当场的这个门徒，你一定会说，当然了，耶稣在面前，他一定是复活的。
But some can still doubt, no?
但是当中还有一些人疑惑。
Human beings are like that.
人就是这样。
When you refuse to believe, nothing can make you believe.
当你拒绝相信，没有任何东西能够帮助你相信。
You show them the evidence that you say that no lah, maybe this and that lah, cannot believe lah.
你给他们看证据，他们会说不是这样子的啦，也许是这样这样那样，他们就不相信。
And in my heart, I say this.
我心中我就会这么说。
If you continue to resist Jesus lah,
你可以继续的拒绝耶稣。
Then one day when you pass away from this world,
有一天当你离开这个世界
，and then you find yourself in hell,
你发现自己在地狱里面。
As far as I'm concerned, I've done my part for you to tell you about Jesus.
从我的角度来说，我已经尽上我的责任，告诉你耶稣的事情。
You continue to resist Jesus, you will resist him in hell.
你一直的抗拒，你会抗拒到你进地狱。
It will do you no good.
对你来说一点都不好。
It's so important that when you hear reason, you must come and believe.
很重要的一点是，当你听到这些理论的时候，你必须来相信。
So some doubted.
然而有人疑惑。
And that's why Jesus told them.
这就是为什么耶稣要告诉他们。
That all authority has been given to him.
他说所有的权柄都赐给我了。
What Jesus is trying to tell them is this.
耶稣要告诉他们的是。
Stop doubting.
别疑惑。
Stop believing the false reports.
不要再相信那些虚假的报告。
Then when you believe.
当你相信的时候。
I will give you all authority and power to serve me.
我就赐你一切的权柄和能力来侍奉我。
Because no faith, no power to serve God.
因为没有信心就没有力量来侍奉神。
But if you believe,
但是如果你相信
you will receive the necessary strength and power to serve God.
你就会得到所需要的权柄和能力来侍奉神。
Sometimes we ask, is it worth a sacrifice to follow Jesus?
有时候我们会问跟随主是值得的吗？
Because you believe in Jesus, hey, I made my parents very angry.
因为为了信耶稣我使父母亲很生气。
Maybe I don't want to believe anymore lah.
所以我不要再相信了吧。
Because I have to serve God, I now spend less time with my family.
或者为了侍奉神，我现在跟家人在一起的时间少了。
And then my wife, my husband very unhappy.
然后我的配偶很不开心。
Maybe I just stop serving God.
也许我就不应该侍奉神了。
I gave up my job to serve God, now I have to take a 50% pay cut.
我为了全时间侍奉神放弃工作，我要减薪58%。
Is it worth it or not?
你说值得吗？
Is Jesus real or not?
耶稣是真的吗？
The Sunday school teachers I teach, students I teach, they are not growing just as naughty.
我教导这些主日学生，他们都没有成长，还是一样的坏蛋。
Have I wasted my time?
我是否浪费了自己的时间？
Now, dear Christian,
亲爱的基督徒们，
there will be difficult times in life.
人生一定会有困难的
时刻。Don't give up on Jesus.
我们不要放弃耶稣。
Then you find that you receive the strength to push on and to serve God effectively.
就会发现自己会有这个力量来很有效的来侍奉主。
You must believe, then you will receive the strength to serve God.
你必须相信，你就会得到这个能力来侍奉神。
Don't be easily discouraged.
不要轻易的灰心。
Why? What authority is this?
到底这个权柄是什么权柄？
What kind of authority?
是哪一类的权柄？
Let's look at what happened earlier.
让我们看看之前所发生的事。
So Jesus preached the gospel, faced opposition from Satan and religious leaders.
耶稣之前在传福音，他就面对撒旦宗教领袖的对抗。
and then died on the shameful cross.
然后死在羞耻的十字架上。
If you were there, what would you say?
如果你在那里的话，你会说什么？
说哈 ，God 啊 ，died on the cross 啊 ，died already 啊。
你说这个是神啊，死在十字架上，死了。
Jesus is a failure 啦。
那耶稣是一个失败者吧
？How can God die on the cross? Die means fail 吗？
神怎么可能会死在十字架上？死就是失败了吗？
Is Jesus a failure?
耶稣是个失败者吗？
Thank God, it's just the opposite.
感谢神，是相反的。
Jesus rose from the dead.
耶稣从死里复活。
He has defeated Satan, sin, death. He's victorious.
他已经击败撒旦、罪还有死亡，他得胜了。
The resurrection proves this.
他的复活证明了这一点。
And because Jesus has risen from the dead.
因为耶稣已经从死里复活。
He has received all authority and power, even the power of the resurrection.
他就得到一切的权柄，包括这个复活的权柄。
The power of resurrection.
这个复活的能力。
Resurrection power.
这个复活的能力。
Power that can conquer death.
这个能够战胜死亡的能力。
Power that has defeated Satan and sin.
这个战胜了撒旦还有罪恶的能力。
All authority in heaven and on earth.
在天上地下所有的权柄。
And you have received, and you will receive the same authority and resurrection power too.
你也会从神那里领受同样的权柄，还有复活的能力。
When you go out to preach the gospel,
所以当你出去传福音
you will succeed.
你会成功。
Have you heard of you? Some of you may have heard of who this called Spurgeon. Have you heard of Spurgeon?
有些人可能会听过这个人，斯布珍，你听过吗？这个人。
He was a 19th century preacher in England.
他是一个十九世纪在英国的传道人。
He could really preach, man.
他真的可以传道。
Really good preacher.
真的是一个很好的传道人。
When he preaches, you have 30,000-40,000 to listen to him.
当他讲道的时候，当时候就有三四万人来听他。
Do you know how he became a Christian?
你知道他是怎么成为基督徒吗？
He was a very naughty boy.
他其实是一个很顽皮的孩子。
I think about 15 years old, one day he decided to go to church.
所以大概在15岁的时候，他决定去教会。
And then he was supposed to go to this church, but then because of the snow, he just went to another church.
他应该是要去某一间教会的，可是却下了雪，所以他去另外一间教会。
And then who was the preacher?
然后谁是那个传道人呢？
Because of the snow, the original preacher couldn't come.
因为下大雪，所以本来要讲道的这个传道人不能够来。
And so, I think it was elder or deacon who took over.
然后当时候呢，就有一位长老或者是执事来站上来讲道。
And he got up to the pulpit here.
他上来讲台这里。
So he said, he quoted, I think, from Isaiah.
他就引用了圣经以赛亚书里面的经文。
The verse says something like, look to me and you'll be saved.
经文大概是说，你来寻求我，你就得救。
Then he said again, look to me and you'll be saved.
然后他又再说一次，你寻求我就得救。
Look to me and you'll be saved.
你寻求我就得救。
Say three times or a few times.
讲了三次或多几次。
Nothing else to say.
没有其他的好说的。
And he went back to sit.
他就坐下来了。
End of sermon.
讲到完毕。
Not even 5 minutes, I think.
也不连五分钟都没有。
Say, oh, this kind of preaching, I base are finished 了。
你说这样子的讲到完蛋了。
But you know he saved Spurgeon, no?
但是你知道吗？他在那一天却救了斯布珍。
So he said, Spurgeon said, was very good.
斯布珍说，这是很好的讲道。
He repeated three times the same verse I hear very clearly.
他重复了这些经文三次，所以我听得很清楚。
And he got saved.
他就得救了。
And he became the greatest preacher, for a long time.
他就成为了在英国很长时间一个很伟大的讲道人。
God does marvelous things.
神真的行了很多奇妙的事。
It is true that you will receive all authority to serve God.
是的，你将要得到所有的权柄来侍奉神。
There will be discouraging moments.
当然会有灰心的时刻。
There will be people who oppose you.
当然会有人来对抗你。
But know this, you will succeed.
但是你要知道，你会成功。
You will succeed in your Christian life.
你会在自己的基督徒人生中成功。
If only you trust Him.
唯有你来信靠他。
What must we do? We must go baptize and teach.
我们要做什么？我们必须要去施洗教训。
As I've said, the main emphasis of the Great Commission is make disciples. That's the main verb.
我刚才所说了，这个大使命的主要的这个动词就是做门徒。
In Greek, this is the main verb.
在希腊文，这是一个主要动词。
All the other words go baptizing and teaching. They are all supporting verbs.
其他的字去施洗、教训都是副动词。
To tell you more about the main verb.
是要告诉你更多关于主要动词的事情。
We will now look at to understand how to make disciples. We will look at the supporting verbs.
为了明白怎么去做门使人做门徒，我们就来看副动词。
Before that, a little bit about the main verb.
在深入讲的这个副动词之前，我们先来看主要动词。
As I've said, to make disciples is to help this disciple imitate the teacher's lifestyle.
我刚才所说了，叫人做一个门徒的时候，是要这个人来模仿老师的生活。
And therefore, dear teacher.
所以，亲爱的老师们。
Dear Christian.
亲爱的基督徒。
Dear parents.
亲爱的家长们。
Parents.
家长们。
Teachers.
老师们。
If you want to make an impact on somebody's life,
如果你要能够影响另外一个人的生命，
you do not only use your words,
你不单单是用你的言语，
you must live out the Christian life,
你还要活出基督徒的生命。
Because monkey see monkey do,
因为猴子就学习另外一只猴子的行为。
People learn, children learn best by imitating you.
人们的学习，最好的学习方式就是透过模仿来学习。
What kind of person you are?Will decide what kind of child, what kind of people you impact.
你的为人将要决定影响你怎么去影响另外一个人的生命。
It is not possible to say you must do this and that, and then you do the opposite, and then you hope that your child will imitate, will do what you say.
你不可能说一套，却是活出另外一套，然后还期待你的孩子按照你所说的来生活。
It won't happen.
这个是不可能发生的。
Because children obey not your words but your action.
因为孩子们听的不是你讲的话，而是你的行为。
Children will do not what you say but what you do.
孩子会去做的不是你所说的，而是你自己做的东西。
It is so critical.
这是太重要了。
It is so critical that you live out your Christian life.
你活出自己的基督徒生命是何等的重要。
So that's why I say teachers, if you don't practice what you say, you please don't teach.
所以老师们，我就说，如果你说一套却是做另外一套，你最好不要教。
Pastor also the same.
牧师也一样。
So may the Lord help pastors and teachers and all parents.
所以愿主帮助牧师、老师还有所有的家长。
So to teach well, you must use your words and your lifestyle.
要能够教得好，你必须用自己的生命、你的生活方式来教。
So what must you do?
所以你应该做什么？
It says here you must go.
这里说你要去。
Means serve now.
意思就是说现在就去侍奉。
Not tomorrow.
不是明天。
But.
但是。
I'm very busy 嘞。
我很忙啊。
I've this, I've that 嘞。
我有这个，我有那个。
Very hard to serve God 啦。
很难侍奉神。
Maybe tomorrow lah.
也许明天。
When my children have grown up then I come and serve God lah.
我孩子长大之后，我就来侍奉神。
When your children have grown up,
当你孩子长大了。
You're at retirement age.
你已经退休了。
And then your eyes cannot see clearly.
然后你的眼睛看不清楚。
Your ears cannot hear clearly.
你的耳朵听不清楚。
Then you cannot walk.
你又走不动。
Then your memory is not so good.
你的记忆力也衰退。
Then you say you want to serve God.
然后你说你要侍奉神。
I'm not saying that old people cannot serve God.
我不是说你长者不能够侍奉神。
Of course you can.
当然你可以。
Elderly people, you can serve God. One of the best ways is to pray for people.
长者侍奉神最好的一个方式就是为别人来祷告。
I thank God for the elderly people here.
我为这里的长者来感谢神。
If you talk about faithfulness, I think none of us can win them.
如果你讲忠信的话，我觉得没有人能够赢过他们。
Whether they attend cell groups or whether they attend worship service or Sunday school, they are always there.
无论是小组聚会、崇拜还是主日学，他们都在那里参加。
You are serving God.
你在侍奉神。
But what I'm trying to point out is this.
但是我要带出的一点。
If you think in your heart, wait till I'm free, then I can serve God.
如果你心里想说，等到我有时间我才侍奉神。
Then I say to you.
那我就跟你说。
I think you better take care of yourself first.
我想你应该先照顾自己吧。
Because it is a fact that whenAs we age, you find that what we can do becomes lesser and lesser.
因为事实是，当我们年纪越大，我们可以做的东西就越少。
Therefore, serve God now.
所以 你现在就要侍奉神。
And baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit.
然后奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
The idea of baptizing them in God's name is to bring them under God's authority.
奉父子圣灵的名给人施洗的意思是要把这个人带入神的权柄当中。
So that this person stop thinking about himself but submits himself to God.
好让这个人不再为自己着想，而是顺服神。
So the idea is self-denial.
所以那个概念是舍己的概念。
So number two, how do you teach?
第二，你要怎么教？
You must teach them to deny self.
你必须教导他们舍己。
But you must be a self-denying teacher too.
但是你自己作为老师，也要是一个舍己的老师。
You must be a parent who self-denies.
你要是一个舍己的家长。
That when you have to choose between God and your own needs, you will choose God.
当你需要选择出为神的缘故做出选择的时候，选择神还是自己的需要，你会选择神。
You are willing to make sacrifices for God.
你愿意为神做出一些牺牲。
You must be willing to make sacrifices for God.
你必须愿意为神做出牺牲。
If not, cannot serve God.
否则你不能够侍奉神。
In fact, I will say, if people who do not make sacrifices, I say, don't serve God.
那些不愿意牺牲的人，我会说，你不要侍奉神。
So Jesus says.He who puts his hand to the plow and looks back.
所以耶稣说，手扶着犁往后看的人。
The plow to plow the harvest field.
这个犁是要耕田的那个犁。
To loosen the soil.
来松土的犁。
So when a farmer puts his hand to the plow and then he looks back and hesitates.
当一个农夫手握着犁却是往后看。
It's not worthy of the kingdom of God.
这个是不配侍奉神的国。
It's not worthy to serve God.
是不配侍奉神的人。
That's why Jesus tell you don't serve.
所以耶稣就告诉他不要侍奉。
Very unpleasant words.
这样的话很不好听。
But you have to teach self-denial.
但是你却是要教导舍己的概念。
And then you have to teach them to obey everything I've commanded you.
然后你要教训他们，我所吩咐你的都教训他们遵守。
Teach them knowledge, the Bible knowledge.
教导他们圣经的知识。
But the purpose is to teach them how to obey God.
但是那个目的最终是要教导他们怎么顺服神。
How to live a holy life.
怎么过圣洁的生命。
How to live a life that will be a blessing to people.
怎么过一个能够祝福别人的生命。
And that's why, dear Christian, if you are going to do that,
所以基督徒们，如果你要这么做的话，
you must attend Sunday school.
你必须参加主日学。
Because at least, in Sunday school, at least including this church, we teach you how to interpret the Bible.
因为至少在主日学，包括我们教会，我们教导你怎么解释解经。
We tell you the necessary, the important knowledge.
我们把重要的知识教导给你。
But you also have to attend cell groups. You know why?
但是你也必须参加小组，为什么呢？
You have to attend small groups.
你要参加小组的聚会。
Sunday school small groups or cell group meetings.
无论是主日学的小组还是细胞小组。
Then, because that's where you learn from other Christians.
因为就在这里呢，你从别的基督徒身上学习功课。
Christians who don't attend Sunday school, who don't attend small groups, it's very hard for you to grow. Very hard.
那些不参加主日学或小组的基督徒，你要成长是很困难的。
Very difficult.
很困难。
That's why I urge you, you must faithfully attend Sunday school and fellowship groups.
这就是为什么我呼吁你要忠心参加主日学小组。
And then you'll have Jesus' presence.
那样呢？你就有耶稣的同在。
And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Jesus will live life with you.
耶稣要跟你过这一个人生。
There will be dangerous times.
将会有危险的时刻。
But the Lord Jesus Christ will be there for you. Don't be afraid.
但是我们的主耶稣基督会在你身边，你不要害怕。
That's why it's so good to be a Christian.
这是为什么做基督徒真好。
We walk life not alone, but our Lord walks with us.
我们不是孤单的过这个人生，而是与主过这个人生。
Now and into eternity.
从现在一直到永远。
And many of us can testify to that, right?
我们很多人都可以见证这一点。
When I said, it's very strange, God comforts me.
当我很忧伤的时候，很奇妙的是神安慰我。
When I'm afraid, I pray, I have peace.
当我很害怕的时候，我祷告，却是就有平安。
When I have difficulty, I read the Bible and I pray, hey, somehow things get solved.
当我碰到困难，我读经，我祷告，这个问题呢，就解决了。
It's not by coincidence, but because Jesus walks life with you.
这并不是巧合，而是因为耶稣与你过这一个人生。
Jesus says, I am with you always to the very end of the age.
耶稣说, 我就常与你们同在, 直到世界的末了。
Jesus will be with you to eternity.
耶稣与你同在到永远。
Amazing, right?
很奇妙, 不是吗?
Amazing.
很奇妙。
This almighty loving God will walk life with us.
这位全能全爱的上帝 会跟我们一起度过我们的人生。
Amazing, but sorry, the promise is not for everybody.
奇妙, 但是这个应许不是给每个人的。
At least in this passage, it's not for everybody.
至少在这个经文里面, 它不是给每一个人的。
Jesus will be especially with only some people.
耶稣只会常会跟某一种人同在。
Who?
谁呢?
I want you to look carefully at who is this I.
我要让你认真地来看这个我是谁。
And this I, of course, this I is Jesus, like, you know, huh?
当然这个我呢,是指耶稣。
But it's more than that.
但是它的意思更深。
Who is this I?
这个我是谁?
Who will walk with you to eternity?
这个跟你过人生一直到永远的,这个我是谁?
You have to look at what he has just said, what Jesus has just said. Who is this I?
你要看看耶稣刚刚说了什么,这个我是谁?
He said, this I is the person, number one, who has all authority.
这个我呢,第一点,有所有的权柄。
Do you know that nothing can defeat a Christian?
你知道吗? 没有任何东西能够击败基督徒。
We are stronger than Superman, no?
我们比超人还要有能力。
Superman, a substance called kryptonite, will handicap him, no? But nothing can handicap a Christian, you know that?
这个超人呢, 有这个 kryptonite, 这个克星, 能够制服他的能力, 但是基督徒没有任何克星。
Spider-Man also has enemies.
蜘蛛侠也有他的敌人。
But do you know that Jesus, for Christians, nothing can defeat us?
但是你知道吗? 基督徒没有任何东西能够击败我们。
Because it says all authority in heaven has been given to Jesus, and Jesus has given it to us.
因为这里就说, 天上地下所有的权柄都赐给了耶稣, 耶稣也把这些权柄赐给我们。
And that's the reason why many Christians can say, even in suffering, it's very strange. I have peace and real peace.
这是为什么许多基督徒说, 即使在困难, 很奇妙的, 我有真正的平安。
Of the strength to live life.
我有这个力量来继续过我的人生。
It's very amazing.
这是很奇妙的。
Even in suffering, we can put on a smile on our face.
甚至在苦难当中, 我们还是能够笑, 展出我们的笑容。
But many rich and powerful people, very rich, very powerful, but cannot put smile on the face, real smile.
但是很多有权有势的人, 很有钱, 很有势力, 却是不能够真心的笑出来。
The smile they put on is...
他们所笑的是勉强的笑容。
Because it does not come from the heart.
因为不是发自内心。
But Christians, even in suffering, we can put on a smile, no?
但是基督徒即使在苦难当中, 我们还是可以笑出来。
Nothing can defeat a Christian.
没有任何东西能够击败基督徒。
All authority has been given to you.
所有的权柄都赐给你了。
To live life.
来过你的人生。
That's why you must come and believe in Jesus.
这是为什么你必须来信耶稣。
And number two, who is this I?
第二,这个我是谁?
This I is the same person, the same person who gives you all authority, who walks life with you.
这个我呢, 是把所有权柄赐给你的这个我, 这个与你同行的我。
At the same time, he's also the same I who commanded you to go and make disciples to fulfill the Great Commission.
而同时, 这个我呢, 也是吩咐你去使人, 使万民做门徒的这个我。
To go out to preach the gospel and change life, serve God.
叫你出去, 来传福音, 来侍奉神。
Make sacrifices to serve God.
做出牺牲来侍奉神。
So the same person who will give you all authority is the same person who says, please make sacrifices to serve me.
这个把所有权柄赐给你的这一位呢, 同时也吩咐你, 来为他做出牺牲。
Only then will this I, Jesus, will be with you always to the very end of the age.
唯有这样, 这个我, 就常与你同在, 直到世界的末了。
So who will Jesus walk with?
所以耶稣会跟谁同行?
Not with everybody.
不是跟所有的人。
As far as this passage is concerned, not with everybody.
从这个经文来看, 不是跟所有的人。
Jesus will be with a person who fulfills the Great Commission.
耶稣会跟那个完成大使命的人。
That in our everyday life, we seek to please God.
在我们每天生活中, 我们都尽力去讨神的喜悦。
In our everyday life, we try to preach the gospel.
在我们每天生活中, 我们都尝试去传福音。
Our life is about trying to impact lives for eternity.
我们的生命目的就是要去为了永恒而影响另外一个的生命。
We live to save souls.
我们活着就是要拯救灵魂。
We live to change lives.
我们活着是要改变生命。
Now, this kind of person, Jesus says, I will be with you always.
这样的人，耶稣说，我会常与你们同在。
May we resolve in our hearts, to fulfill the great commission.
但愿我们都在心里立志来完成这个大使命。
Then you find that life will be good for you too.
你就会发现，人生对你是美好的。
I want to speak to our non-Christian friends.
我要向我们当中还没有相信耶稣的人讲话。
The Great Commission emphasizes one thing.
大使命强调一点。
To go out to change lives.
就是出去影响生命。
To bring eternal life, abundant life to people.
把永远的生命、丰盛的生命带给别人。
And that is what Jesus has come to do.
耶稣来到世间就是要做到这一点。
Jesus says, I've come that they may have life and have it to the full.
耶稣说，我来是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Jesus comes to give you life.
耶稣来到世间是要赐给你生命。
You need life because one day you will die.
你需要这个生命是因为有一天你要死。
Jesus has given you, can give you eternal life.
耶稣可以给你永远的生命。
You need this life, why?
你需要这个生命为什么呢？
Because life is very meaningless, don't you think so?
因为人生其实毫无意义的，不是吗？
You are born, then you study hard, work hard.
你出世，你努力学习，你努力工作。
Get a job, have a family.
有了一份工作，成立家庭。
Scold the children, scold children, scold children.
一直骂孩子，一直骂孩子，一直骂孩子。
Then the children scold you, scold you, scold you.
然后孩子又骂回你，骂回你，骂回你。
And then you have grandchildren.
不久你会有孙子。
And then you grow old.
你变老。
And then you wait to die.
然后你就等待死亡。
Your life is over.
你的人生结束了。
Surely you will not be happy.
你肯定不会因为这样子而开心。
You tell yourself.
你会告诉自己。
I'm such a clever and a capable person.
我是这么聪明，这么能干的人。
My soul inside me is so precious. I'm a precious person.
在我里边的这个宝贵的灵魂是这么的宝贵。
My life is so precious.
我的人生是这么的宝贵。
It means it's going to be over.
难道就这样子结束吗？
This is called a meaningful life.
这是一个有意义的人生吗？
Cannot be.
不可能。
So inside our hearts, we are very unhappy when death comes.
所以当死亡来临的时候，你的内心一定是很不开心的。
Not because only because you know you are going to die, no.
不是因为你知道你要死。
But because you see that, you mean my life is going to be over.
而是你心里会说，我的人生就这么结束吗？
What have I done?
我做了些什么？
And Jesus comes to give you not only eternal life, but a meaningful life.
耶稣来到这里，不但是给你永远的生命，而是要给你一个有意义的人生。
So the Westminster Shorter Catechism says this.
所以威斯敏斯的这个小要理问答就这么说。
What is the purpose of a human being?
人的目的是什么？
Is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever.
是要永远的来尊崇神、荣耀神，还有享受神。
这个人活着是为了什么原因呢？是为了要荣耀神，并且。享受神到永永远远，享受神的同在到永永远远。This is called a meaningful life.
这个就叫做一个有意义的人生。
Come and believe in Jesus today.
今天就来相信耶稣。
Have a new start.
有一个新的开始。
You will have really a new start.、Believe.
真的一个是新的开始。
That's what the Bible promises you.
这是圣经所应许你的。
When you believe in Jesus, you really have a very good.A new start in life.
当你相信耶稣的那一刻，你真的是有一个又好又新的一个开始。
Jesus gives you eternal life and heaven.
耶稣给你一个永远的生命，还有天堂。
If only you would humbly turn away from your sin and believe in Jesus.
你只需要谦卑自己，转离罪恶，来相信耶稣。
I'm done, but let me just recap.
我已经讲完，但是让我回顾。
We learned several things. Number one, disciples. The Great Commission calls Christians to preach the gospel for what purpose? To make disciples of Jesus to change lives.
第一点，门徒。大使命呼吁基督徒去传福音，为了什么呢？是要使万民做主的门徒，生命得改变。
Number two, authority. Human beings will resist Jesus. They will even persecute Jesus and Christians. They will discourage you, but you will be victorious. Why? Because Jesus will give you all authority in heaven and on earth, even the power of resurrection to serve him.
第二点，权柄。 人会抵挡耶稣，他们甚至会逼迫耶稣和基督徒。他们会让你感到气馁，但你必定得胜。耶稣会赐你在天上和地上所有的权柄，甚至复活的力量来侍奉他。What
must you do? Go baptize and teach. How do you make disciples for the Lord? Christians learn by observing how you live. It is so important that you teach by your example. Go, don't hesitate when serving God. Baptize, and the emphasis is to teach people to submit to God. And three, you must teach knowledge and how, and teach people how to obey God.
我们要做什么？我们要去施洗，还有教训。你如何使万民做主的门徒？基督徒学习是通过观察你如何生活。所以我们去要侍奉神时，不要三心两意。我们施洗的重点是要叫人顺服神。我们教训是要教导知识，还有去如何顺服神。
And you will have Jesus' presence.
还有我们会有耶稣的同在。Jesus
is present not with everybody, but with those who fulfill the Great Commission. His presence is powerful because he has all authority, even resurrection
power。耶稣并不是跟所有的人同在，耶稣与完成大使命的人同在。这个同在是大能的，所有的权柄，甚至复活能力，复活的大能。Jesus
will not be present with self-centered
people。耶稣不会跟那些自我中心的人同在。Jesus
will be with people who are selfless for Jesus.
耶稣会为了耶稣而舍己的人与他同在。Let's
pray.
我们一起祷告。Lord,
thank you for giving us your word.
主啊, 我们感谢你赐给我们你的话语。In
a little while, our hair will turn gray.
不久之后, 我们头发要变白。In
a little while, we will be entering eternity.
再过不久, 我们就要进入永恒。It
is such a scary moment.
这实在是个很令人害怕的一刻。Above
all, if we had not lived a meaningful life,
更重要的是, 如果我们过的人生没有意义,
we will refuse to leave this earth.
我们是不愿意离开这个世界的。
Thank you for giving us a meaningful task.
感谢你赐给我们这么有意义的一个使命,
the Great Commission,
这个大使命,
that seeks to change life for eternity.
就是为了永恒来改变生命的一个使命。
We pray that you move our hearts.
我们祷告，求你感动我们的心。
To go out to save souls,
能够出去去拯救灵魂,
to change lives,
去改变生命,
so that these people, our loved ones, can escape eternal hell.
好叫这些人, 包括我们所亲爱的人, 他们能够逃避地狱的刑罚,
so that they can live a meaningful life.
好让他们能够过一个有意义的人生,
because only with this, then your heart will be satisfied. You, Lord, your heart will be satisfied.
因为只有这样子, 你的心意才得到满足。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.